This is The Shorts, and you're listening to The Dirtbag Diaries. The chairlift. It is the most unnerving task of snowboarding. Hands down. Though it moves in a metronomed rhythm, the chair seems to accelerate at two precise points. First, as you slide out to load, and second, as it deposits you atop the hill. Even when I was confidently riding blue squares, de-chairing by my palms sweat and lips whisper, "Don't fall, don't fall, don't fall, don't fall." The chairlift, though, isn't always so ominous. Snap ski boots into bindings, and I'm rocketing down the hill without another thought. But now, the slippery snow seemed to hinder my attempts to balance on a single plank. Before the idea of bolting back to the car could set my legs into action, I remembered that my role for the evening was mentoring. I asked my partner, Rashawn, if he'd ridden the lift before. "Nope," he mumbled. "Seems like a quick lesson might be helpful. Slide out, keep the board straight, sit down and hold on." I said this all with the ease of a seasoned instructor. I had no idea whether I'd actually be able to pull it off myself. We clambered out to the load sign. Rashawn grasped for my arm to pull him out and keep his balance. The chair came quickly, and soon we were in the air. As we approached the anthill looming at the top of the chair, I asked Rashawn if he felt ready to get off. He shrugged and said, "Yeah," as though I'd asked if he liked the color red. Obviously, he was not fully aware of the imminent potential for crashing. I, on the other hand, knew the sting of butt on hard pack. Like an animal instinctively knowing that a trap is about to be set, I preemptively pushed off the chair and slid down the ramp as Rashawn's arms flailed wildly for the stable rock that he had foolishly perceived me to be. He splayed onto the alien surface of the ice ramp. After extracting him from the landing zone, we watched as a few chairs later, Chris dove, literally dove onto Fitz, and they wiped out. As they struggled to disentangle their limbs, the wave of chairs remained steady due to a spacey lifty. Just as they were standing, the chair would unload, sending another wave of nascent riders down the ramp. Multiple poundings later, Fitz dragged Chris clear. Apparently, experience isn't everything.
Rashawn, Andrew Fitz not in the binding. Hold on.
2 years ago, Fitz was a volunteer chaperone for a group of teens in the Burton Chill program. Every Saturday for 6 weeks, he'd leave at 9 in the morning and return 14 hours later brimming with energy. His smile was contagious as he told me tales about the kids. Fitz assured me that there was little to worry about. "You go, hang out with these kids, help them learn how to ride. 3 hours will go by really fast."
Regular and switch.
The night air filled with a cacophony of young teens sussing each other out and calling to their friends. I asked one of the kids what they had learned last week. He assured me that they were really good and ready to take it to the mountain. My stomach tightened a little. I was suddenly realizing the difference between the idealized scene in my head, riding groomers with grommets while my 4-year-old dormant snowboard skills returned with amazing ease, and reality, beginner's terror. The ski hill, which usually feels like home, now felt extraordinarily foreign. My sideways orientation was wrong, my feet slightly too wide, my balance had gone on holiday. With the mind of a beginner, I was acutely aware of the awkwardness that contorted through my body. I listened intently to instructions not being directed towards me and tried to absorb it into my muscles. I don't think this is how muscle memory works, but it was worth a try. Squeals of laughter and catcalling from the kids dissolved the knot of clumsiness that I felt. We steadily moved downhill as each one practiced traversing and then turning. Each kid jockeyed to be the first to practice the new task. Cries of encouragement and last-second reminders shadowed them as they glided down the hill. Grimaces passed among us as others caught an edge, sharing the, "Ooh, that did not look good," mixed with the foreshadowing that we might be next to fall prey to the snow snake. Their bravado resiliently returned as we waited in line for the chairlift. "This time I'm going straight from top to bottom without stopping." Or, "I want to hit that jump," the boys clucked.
"Yeah, you kind of have this, like, twist that you throw in there sometimes. Okay."
We exchanged high fives for only falling three times down the run, or for starting to link turns. A few more runs and it was nearly time to go. Exhaustion slithered into their bodies and started to replace the fervor of a few hours prior. Though they still pleaded for one more ride, their enthusiasm waned. Next time," I assured them. They unstrapped and reluctantly hauled their boards down to the bus.
"Why would I not sat on the bus?"
"Nice."
Now that the whirlwind of energy had subsided, I realized how quickly the time had melted into toe-side traverses, S-turn attempts, and lots of laughter. My cheeks were sore. I couldn't remember the last time I'd goofed off with a group of teens. Though I could feel my back tightening, I had a sense of fulfillment that I hadn't felt in a while. Sharing forges connections. As beginners, the unfamiliar physical vocabulary of snowboarding, or climbing, or basketball, even being out in the woods, is awkward and hard to pronounce. There's no hiding our newness. Our body language communicates a commonness that leaves an ego naked. In this fragile moment, we're able to lay a foundation. We piece together connections that we might not have fostered under other means. And the most that is required of us is that we are present, that we recognize the moments to teach, moments to inspire, and most of all, the moments to laugh. And it's just another thing in the life, just another word in a mic, just another ball on the beat. My name is Becca Cajal, and this is my short.
That story marks the end of our winter season. It'll be the last ski story until it starts snowing again. It's time to set sail for warm granite and swimming holes. Music today by The Blakes and Substantial. Also, Matt and Kim. They're a Brooklyn-based duo that rips. Absolutely. Check them out. That's Matt and Kim. The shorts are listener-powered. Today's contributor, well, she just happened to be the listener who shares the office with me. If you've got an idea, contact us at dirtbagdiaries@earthlink.net. We are on Facebook. Yes, I've embraced the craze. But that's really not that neat. What is cool, though, is my friend Kestrel started a separate page, Fans of the Dirtbag Diaries. She envisioned it as a way to bring us all together, and so far it's working. People have been asking for a discussion board, and everyone visits Facebook, so we decided why not have it there. People have been asking questions, swapping tall tales. You can do whatever you want on Fans of the Dirtbag Diaries, just keep it legal. You can reach it from our site, dirtbagdiaries.com, follow the link to the fan page. There you go, the magic of Facebook. I'm Fitz Cajal. Thanks for listening. Then you get the glory. A couple battle scars make for a better story. Grind hard, don't expect y'all to get it for me. Want what I deserve. My tactics ain't predatory. Bad karma, miss me with that drama. I don't associate with savages that lack honor. Me and my brother Marcus, I'm in a word.